thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Store for details.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Update. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins and the Cats back at Allstate Arena this Friday when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets, visit nusports.com.
What I said was the sequence of seasons I don't know that I've experienced before, which I think is honest and real.
Oh, it's real, all right. That is Bears head coach John Fox addressing the media today at Hallis Hall a day after his team was stomped by the Philadelphia Eagles. Fox's record during his tenure with the Bears now 12-30. They'll be back to work Wednesday as they prep for the 49ers. NFL Week 12 wraps up tonight. You can hear Baltimore and Houston on The Score at 6:45 this evening. Over to hockey, the Blackhawks are hosting the Ducks tonight at the United Center. Chicago coming off a 2-0-1 road trip. And the Bulls practice today. Among those out on the floor were Nico Mirotic and Zach LaVine. Mirotic's first time practicing today since being punched by Bobby Portis a little over a month ago. Of course, the two still not talking. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And Saturday, come out to Lottie's Pub at 1925 West Cortland Street in Chicago for game day greatness with 670 The Score and Dos Equis from 8 to 10 p.m. Watch college football, grab Dos Equis and score swag, and compete to win amazing prizes like a big screen TV. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
What would your message be to the guys before they hit the field tomorrow?
That's a great question. I just don't have an answer. I don't know yet.
The Toronto Argonauts, nearly as old as the country itself, chase a 17th title and a new identity. Stamps and Argos in the 105th Grey Cup.
You know, another thing that Coach Trestman has done a great job of is getting guys to understand that it's not about yourself out there. He had a quote that said, you know, what you do for yourself dies with you, and what you do for others lives forever.
Ray to throw, he's going to go deep here, downfield, he's got it, touchdown, 100 yards, it's the longest pass play in Grey Cup history. Second field goal, this for the lead, and it is up and good, and it's an Argo 3-point lead with 49 seconds remaining.
About 100 days ago, we sat in a meeting, and we said, you know what, there just may be no such thing as a coincidence, that maybe, just maybe, a bunch of special guys were brought together to do something very, very special. I'm here to say this. We got an amazing group of special men, and the only thing left to do, guys, is to go finish the story and put together the final chapter.
Mitchell, cutting the end zone, Mark and Michelle, it's intercepted, and the Toronto.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
Osmond prior to the game address his team and say, finish the story. What a remarkable story it was here today.
To all the people that supported us, you know, we got down on our knees and we kind of put it together brick by brick, you know, one day at a time.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Well, mazel tov, Dr. Death. I wouldn't say per the lyrics champions of the world, but champions of a quirky Canadian football league. Nice going.
Kind of brings you back to a special time, doesn't it? Kind of makes you think back on those very enjoyable years.
There's one enjoyable year.
It's very entertaining.
And usually his first year in the NFL in charge of an offense, at least, is very entertaining.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
And we'll always have that. This segment brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. It is Bears Monday. Another story we're following here is the damage control that the University of Tennessee is doing after surrendering to an online critics of their coaching hire who went after the hiring of Greg Schiano with every possible thing they could find until they found something that stuck. And it was his association with the Jerry Sandusky scandal and the allegation that he had seen something awful and mentioned it to Mike McQuarrie. And nothing rose to the level of proven beyond a reasonable doubt, but they rescinded the hiring of Greg Schiano. And now they're trying to explain why without saying anything bad. They're saying he was vetted properly, but they unhired him just because. And now I'm just waiting to see who and what other fan bases are going to use this now as an opportunity to say, hey, we're in charge. We can do whatever we want to no matter what.
Hijack any process, anytime, anywhere.
Exactly. No matter what the AD does, if the fans can get together, they got a couple state legislators weighing in and they get the right people involved, they get enough. Look, people in academia are frightened. They're naturally very easily frightened. People who run schools get scared. The only things that really scare them, fear of losing money, fear of losing standing within academia.
Well, that's the only reason anything changed at Penn State.
Right. Sure.
Was the endowment. That's what that was about.
Well, they spent $100 million of it on payouts and climbing. But that story is going to be the start of something. No matter what you think about the fundamental fairness or unfairness, or whether it was football reasons or this disingenuous pretense of caring for the victims of the Penn State scandal.
Suddenly.
Right, suddenly, just out of nowhere. Oh, by the way, now we care. We can't have Greg Schiano as part of this. No, that's really not the reason. They're just pretending that
that's the reason.
That you wait till you see what empowered lunatic fan bases do to what an AD is going to have to do to crowdsource things ahead of time. An AD might feel, hey, I'll put this out there that we might be hiring this person before they even send a letter of understanding to agree to something. They're going to try to put their finger to the wind now.
I'm telling you, PJ Fleck, that's the guy.
Because he'll take any job?
He'll take any job. And he'll sell it.
In Pontiac, Illinois, it's Doug. He's on the score. Hello, Doug.
Hey, I would like to ask you about the Bears, hierarchy. You guys have been talking about it. I would like to know if the Bears do spend decent or good money,
mm-hmm.
who is out there as far as a good coach, a football person, and a general manager that you guys...
Whoa, you're filling three spots?
Well, that's what you guys have been talking about.
I'm saying, is that what you're attempting to do here? Because you got it in the wrong order there.
Well, yeah, I just want to fill the three spots. I just like to know who's out there.
So no, wait a sec. You're firing Pace, you're firing Fox and his entire staff, and you're hiring someone to be what? Team president or like a Theo Epstein equivalent?
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask you guys. Who do you think is the top three or four people that's out there available?
People, they all have jobs. I mean, this is all just pie in the sky ridiculousness at this
point.
None of that's happening. Right.
None of that's changing.
No. I mean, if you wanted to say the idea, they hired Pace to be 100% in charge of all things football. They call him general manager.
But he is essentially your Theo Epstein with Ted Phillips as Crane Kenny. That's their business model. Ted Phillips is in a position where he can't name half the guys who are on the team. He is the business side. There was a time when he was over-involved in football. It's been a long time since he has had any input whatsoever into any football decisions other than large picture financial commitments. If they ask him, you know, where's the cash on this? Where's the dollars on this? Or out of which pie is this money coming? He's an accountant, and he's gone back to being a businessman, an accountant, and an honorary member of the McCaskey family. Ryan Pace is in charge of your football side. That's the guy. That's why they had to have Ernie Accorsi and the animal that lives on his head come and help them try to find somebody, because they don't have those connections. They don't know. They don't pretend to know football executives.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, in the world in which we dream, to have somebody above Ryan Pace, this young guy with very little experience, to say, you know, you don't need to spend $18 million on Mike Glennon if what you're going to do is draft a quarterback high. He could pay anybody $1 million to just stand around for half a season, get his head knocked in.
Well, Pace is supposed to know that himself.
Yeah.
You paid him to know that himself.
Yes.
If you already don't trust him to make those decisions, then that mistake's already made. But they were very clear when they hired him. He was the top football decision maker at Hallis Hall. It all got weird when John Fox became available, and I heard Hub discussing it to some degree yesterday, and he heard it as I heard it, that where Fox was not initially Pace's choice, Pace was not arm twisted into hiring him. He began to evaluate the possibility the moment it became this improbable availability of somebody who, in the wake of the Trestman ridiculousness, at least evinced this idea of professionalism and stability and coachiness that appeared to be exactly what the Bears needed at that time. Now, they didn't know what they
well,
were.
Well, he's brought that side of it. I mean, the
yes and no.
I mean, the professionalism, the stability. I mean, that side. There's no Aaron Cromer doing that.
Right. It's
crazy
not. It's
stuff.
Not stupid. Right. Although we are waiting to find out more about this argument that occurred in the hallways of Hallis Hall today as we discuss
that's
this.
That's a small thing. Yeah. What surprises me about him is at this point, and I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think he answers questions intentionally to be the way he comes off as a guy who wants to be argumentative, as a guy who wants to be a real problem.
Well, no, we asked him about it directly. Why do you answer questions like that?
I mean, Lovey never answered anything.
Right. He's just different when he had his sort of anodyne Southern drawl.
Yeah, there was a little bit of, folksy way about it.
I think Lovey was even more condescending than John Fox.
I agree.
You stood in front of both of them.
I don't blame the beat guys. I mean, they got to ask the questions. They probably know what the answers are going to be, but he presents himself in such a way as to not help himself at all, not just with the writers, but with the public, because that's what they see. That's their exposure to John Fox. I don't really know what's to be gained by doing that, but maybe he's not even aware of how bad it comes
out. Well, he admitted to us when we sat with him in the trailer in Bourbon A, and I put it straight to him, why do you do this crap? Why do you do the whole, you know, fake answering questions thing? And he blamed Bill Belichick. He essentially said,
when you win Super Bowls all the time, can do that.
I know.
Then it becomes funny. Like yesterday, it was funny when he was asked why he didn't take Brady out at the end of the game. And Belichick said, what, you mean not having him kneel down at the end? What purpose would that serve? Which, of course, is not what the question was intended to mean. But you can. It sounds funny when you win all the time.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Mitchell is in Des Plaines. He's on the Score.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you guys entered into the season, we had two unknowns. We had unknown in Glennon, and you had an unknown in Mitch Trubisky. And I think, Dan, you were talking about this earlier. I think it was really astute in your observations, is that there's some problems with Trubisky. And if your narrative...
No, this is what... Mitchell, this is what the development curve looks like. It's non-linear. You're going to have bumps in the road. You're going to have good games and bad games. It's just a matter of trusting that you have the coaches involved that allow him to get better after struggling.
Okay, well, if you're going to stand behind the statement that he only played 13 games in college, then that's all the more reason, okay, to not play him. Okay,
what?
And if you don't like Mike Glennon, because what, you know, that's another topic.
Whoa, no, hold on. The fact that he didn't play those games in college is reason to play him earlier.
Okay, so what are you getting right now? What is your analysis? Okay,
I gave it to you in great detail.
Okay, well, my point is that, first of all, we're going to have a bigger problem with losses because he's struggling with his reads. He is struggling.
How are losses keeping you further from a Super Bowl at this point?
Well, I think, obviously, people lose patience. Okay, you're looking down the road.
Who's losing patience?
No, I think the fans that want to see a win.
Okay, look, the fans want to see you win a championship. The idea of allowing a quarterback to make mistakes and lose games is part of how you eventually win a championship.
I think you're coddling him. Okay,
I'm coddling whom?
You're coddling the media.
Well, no, don't say the media. Tell me how you think I am coddling him.
Because, okay, you first of all discussed that you're talking about his development and that, you know, in terms of the big picture, you know, the fans want to see a championship. We want to just see, I think, the average person that likes the Chicago Bears.
I'm not talking about the average person who likes the Chicago Bears. I'm talking about somebody who understands what they're doing this for.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the development each week. What do you see? That's what I'm talking about.
We talked, Mitchell, I'm not quite sure what you're asking, because I explained that I'm seeing him build some habits that he needs to unlearn.
I agree with those. I totally agree with your assessment with that. I'm just saying, if you keep on saying you, I'm talking about sportscasters.
No, you don't. Don't say, I don't represent all sportscasters. I represent me.
Okay, and I'm talking about your narrative in terms of you making the comment over a lot of your shows that he only played 13 games in college.
Correct.
And this is part of his development.
Yes.
Okay, so if you feel that way,
yes,
then why don't you have him basically sit on the sidelines for a year?
Because doesn't get him. The only way you get better is by playing.
Well, then I guess we're going to have a really stressful, very uneventful season because you're throwing him in the towel. Because by your account, Dan, okay.
Oh my God, I think we're dealing with somebody with an issue here. Do you really not get what's going on here, Mitchell?
No, I totally get what's going on.
Okay, see, here's the thing. I don't think you do.
Okay, well, Dan, you know you're a know-it-all.
Mitchell, you don't need to be all worked up here.
Because I'm saying is that
you're saying bench Mitch Trubisky, and I think that's really dumb.
Okay, but my point is, what are we doing week to week? That's all I'm saying.
It's not about week to week at this point.
Okay, what we do know is that we have a great running game. We're one dimensional.
No, you rush for 6 yards in the last game.
Okay, but I'm talking about they were at least a bright spot. Okay.
Okay. I think everybody involved is better off if we're kind of done here. If that's okay with you.
Okay, Dan, you've been an inspiration to us all.
right there. Now that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. Uncalled for.
You got to cart that up.
Are we done? Okay.
Danny, you've been an inspiration to us all.
That was. I mean, he's just so worked up, and he wants. And now
that's the keeper.
Now it's the time to bench Mitchell Trubisky.
All right. Okay. He has to play.
Come on.
I mean, I will say this: the gains he'll make, given the circumstances, are not going to be great. I mean, because it's just so bad out there. Everything around him is so bad.
But
he has to play.
Do you ever practice putting on the hole that's barely larger than the ball?
I putt ball to ball.
Okay, ball to ball. Same thing. But the idea of that, there are a couple practice greens where I've played that they have a tiny little hole. And you spend putt after putt trying to, and then when you look at the actual size hole, it looks like you're like a bucket.
No, it does not.
So wait,
it
just
never get, does.
Just stipulate to the argument for a moment, Rosner.
Okay,
will you? So
except you're lying.
But maybe for Mitchell Trubisky, when he actually has a receiver who separates, when he actually has time to go through his progressions, when he actually has somebody who knows where to sit in a zone, who can read a defense, who can break a route properly, who can get the right split, who can get off a jam, that maybe that's the equivalent of going from the tiny little warm-up hole to the actual, and he goes,
the bat will feel lighter when you take the donut off.
Well, that's a different argument, because there are actual physiologists who think that that whole thing is a canard. I talked to somebody in pro baseball who says everybody's got it wrong swinging two bats or swinging. He said it's the opposite. You should swing a wiffle bat. He said you need to get the fast twitch muscles firing by swinging something light, not swinging something heavy.
And I believe your suggestion that the hole looks bigger is also a canard.
Well, see, but you didn't even allow for the possibility of the theoretical discussion because you're a penis. That's Barry Rosner in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and it is Bears Monday, and he's being annoying, but that's okay. You have the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. It's not news that Jim Harbaugh failed to beat Ohio State. He's 0-3 against them. And it's not news that he lost a rivalry game. He's 1-5 in those. Or that he lost as an underdog. He's 0-6 in his last six games in that role. Or that he lost to a top 10 team. He's 1-7 against them. No, it'll be news when he actually does beat Ohio State or wins a big game. At this point, not only is it not news, it's barely interesting. It's the same thing over and over again. At this point, I'm not even sure Michigan fans could be bothered to get angry or upset at their coach because it's so predictable. Jim Harbaugh has delivered clickbait and headlines, but not wins or trophies. But then again, that's not news. $9 million per does not buy what it used to. I'm Jim Rome.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12-30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end of game kick.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Dexcom's labeling. Do not make any treatment decisions based on your Dexcom G5 when acetaminophen is active in your body. Freestyle Libre is the only glucose sensing technology without acetaminophen.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
Very limited time offer.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Visit U2.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
At the beginning of the year, that the young quarterback, when he starts his first year, he, you know, learns what he learns. His second year, he makes a few more steps. But his third year and fourth year is when he kind of explodes. Have we seen maybe a premature explosion, or is there still an explosion?
All right, let's regroup here. Let's regroup.
All right, press next. Wasn't me, Doug. Wasn't me.
I know. Whew, boy. All right.
Eagles coach Doug Peterson asked about the premature explosion of Carson Wentz. Look, think of baseball players, as the old joke goes. They're having issues.
Think of Xavier McDaniel.
Yes, from the movie Singles. Nice, good reference. This segment brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com.
Did he have the opportunity there to just go right past it and pretend like it never happened? Or was that impossible?
The room sounded like it was
it reacted
all
before
too
he
aware,
could.
Yeah, that there's nothing you can much do at that point.
That would have been a great one for Belichick, just to see what he would do. I bet he goes right through it like it never happened.
Probably. But there's nothing like when one of those stoic coaches or it just gets flustered or loses it, even if it's a twinkle in the eye or a half smile. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite moments of the weekend was Nick Saban, after the consecutive snaps off Jalen Hurts' knee. Nick Saban, clearly the camera's right on him, and you don't need to be a good lip reader. he's standing there waving his arms. It's Nick
what
Saban.
The?
Yeah, what the are we doing out there? And it was one of those, like, wow, that's Nick Saban. That's not some jamoke.
Well, he's not used to that.
I know. But what were they? What was with the clapping? When it was like coming running back comes in and starts clapping, and then they're snapping, and then he's running, and they're texting.
That's the game. They weren't texting.
I don't know what was
that. That was the cue. The three claps was the cue.
Yeah, that's the quarterback's job.
But you're the center, and all you hear is the three claps. You go, that's my cue.
You're looking there. Your head's up your own arse, and that guy's clapping, and next thing you know, you're losing.
And they're yelling at him. He's like, I heard three claps. I swear to God, I heard three claps.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins and the Cats are back at Allstate Arena this Friday when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets, visit nusports.com. The Bears have now lost four games in a row. They're 3-8 on the year. Things looking rather bleak at Halas Hall.
Big picture-wise, we talked about, there's two numbers. There's 3-13 and there's 8-8. And that all starts on Wednesday when we start preparing. You get this out of your system and then, get ready for San Francisco.
That was head coach John Fox earlier today. Bears, of course, return to practice Wednesday, like he just said. Monday Night Football tonight features the Texans and Ravens. You can hear that here on 670 The Score at 6:45 this evening. In hockey, the Blackhawks host the Ducks at the United Center. First meeting of the year between these two teams. And in basketball, Bulls practice today. Nico Mirotic among those participating. His first time practicing since his altercation with Bobby Portis last month. And the Memphis Grizzlies fired their head coach, David Fizdale, just about 10 minutes ago.
Take that for data.
I don't understand that reference. This scoreboard update brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. There are only a few weeks left to enroll in a health plan on Get Covered Illinois, and you must sign up for a plan by December 15th to start 2018 with the coverage you need. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. And your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington, style for everyone. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now David Fizdale's out in Memphis. I don't know if I saw that coming.
Why?
They want a different coach.
Take okay. That for data.
The Memphis Grizzlies are a disappointing 7-12. They expect better in Memphis.
Why?
They must. I don't know. Scott in Bolingbrook. Happy Bears Monday. You're on the score.
Happy holidays. Are you within the event horizon for that now?
God. Hello, Scott.
I am hoping by the transitive property of having had half of a meatball sandwich for lunch that this is not a half meatball observation, but I'm afraid it will be. With everyone that's clamoring for Trubisky to sit down and wait or watch or learn from the seat or whatever, is there a parallel to be drawn with the NBA with the fact that high first-round draft picks or just first-round draft picks in general don't learn sitting in a chair? Because if you want to make the he only played 13 game argument, you have to look at the players who skipped college at all or left after their freshman year to try and draw a comparison, because I think that that exists.
Like Kyrie Irving, who played 9 college games. Yeah, it's really hard to compare one to the other, especially the quarterback position with everything you're expected to know. And the fact there's only 16 games, we're over an 82-game season. Somebody can be out there and sort of work their way in and feel their way through stuff. But it's a very, very difficult to compare those sports. And we were just talking about it during the break. When you start to really think about the way the NFL feels right now, not just the quality of games or lack thereof.
But you could start with that, and there's plenty there, because
sure,
it's awful.
The officiating, the number of flags, the pace of play, the fact that this time of year, half the league is undrafted free agents and people off the street because there's a record number of star players hurt, and the fact that everything that occurs before the game, during the game, and after the game, even down to the pizza commercials, is now laden with some sort of socio-political tribalism. Everything. That you get to the NBA, it feels like sports candy.
How about the day before on Saturday when you get to watch college football?
Yes.
And the games are so good.
The games are fun
and the games
good.
And they're meaningful and it's entertaining.
I agree, but when I come home at night and I flip on some random NBA game and there's star players trading 30-foot buckets and dunking over each other. And
it's also usually not. It's usually not random. I mean, you're usually getting a good game.
There's so many good teams, and even some of the bad teams have good players on them. And I'm not really talking about the Bulls, who are just hot crap on a stick at the moment. But you just the way it feels to flip on the NFL right now is just you kind of go ugh. And not even I understand Bears games are torture, but.
Yeah, I mean, I have to watch the games. I wouldn't be watching the NFL if I didn't have to. I wouldn't be watching it. The games are just, I mean, everything about the experience is bad. And among the many things we were talking about during the break was just this, back to the catch thing. Just like,
I know.
I mean, you could fix that tomorrow. We all know what a catch looks like. Go back to making a catch.
It's the flags, though. It's what did that happen? Did that happen? It kind of happened. Oh, wait, it didn't happen. Every single occurrence unhappens. You get so excited. You think, should I be excited in the moment?
No, you can't. You have to wait.
Right.
You have to wait. I don't know. Was that an 80-yard touchdown or not? I don't know.
Right. You can watch an NBA game and know you're seeing what you're seeing.
You wait. You go, oh, yeah, okay, 80-yard touchdown pass to win the game. Okay. I mean, it's way too late to be excited about it.
I don't know why it's become more acute lately, but I think it's a confluence of all the factors.
I really felt it last year, though.
But last year you didn't have the extra issue of every story somehow being politicized.
Just
that you didn't have,
way. Even if you just start with the quality of play, the injuries, the flags, the officiating, the rules, it's just awful. The league is awful. It really is. I don't know why you'd spend your money to go see it.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys, at a fraction of the price. Burlington gifts for everyone. And while we're talking about sweaters and toys, I give this reminder every year, and my accountant always sends me a text when I do this time of year. As you are buying stuff, and we're really busy consuming, and if you start looking at the data from Black Friday and from last week and from today and Cyber Monday, I know Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow. We're talking about Camp One Step, and we're gonna do a lot of good tomorrow on Giving Tuesday. This show, as it always has in past years, we're going to help out a lot of kids with cancer tomorrow, I can tell you that. But one thing that you can really do that is a huge help for people and for you is as you start buying another year's worth of stuff, go through your house. We did this yesterday. Go through closets, go through your kids' closets, go through your closets, go through the front hall, go through the basement. Anything you haven't worn in a year, box it up and take good notes and whatever your accountant says about how you want to do a retail value or percentage of retail value. There are so many places in Chicago that are resale stores that will give you a tax document. It can be, if you itemize your taxes, it can be an enormous tax benefit for you. But it can also...
You know where else you can take it? You can take it to your local school, especially if your kids are little.
Is that right?
Take it to your local school. I'm sure there are kids there in need who don't have winter boots or winter coats or many of the things that your kids have outgrown. Maybe that, I mean, they don't have to be perfect. The clothes don't have to be perfect.
But get
for kids who don't have it.
It accomplishes so much. Other people get what probably are going to be what you consider worn, somebody else is going to consider mint condition. And it, first of all, you get all the stuff out of your house, which you've been meaning to do. And it's like when you get done with it, it's like your house sneezed. And all that stuff is out. Everything just feels lighter. So you get that out. You can get a tax benefit. And I'm not an accountant, but make sure you consult with yours first to know exactly what that deduction
is. I am long past the days of writing everything down and doing that. I just take bags of stuff to Goodwill and drop it off.
Yeah, it helps.
You want a receipt? No, I don't.
It can never
hurt.
I'm
not doing it.
It can never hurt.
Just take it.
Why do you need a receipt? You're dead. Tax purposes. Oh, good thinking. 312-644-6767. But do that before December 31st because you got to do it to count on this year's taxes if you should do that. But it's a great time of year if you have some time during the holidays to just clean that crap out of your house. Get it done, and some people can be better clothed and warmer during the winter when the weather starts to turn. Eric Edholm is going to join us at 4, then Rich Campbell at 5. It is a Bears Monday, and I wish there was a satisfying conclusion to some of this discussion, but we haven't reached it yet. There's all sorts of ideas on what ails the Bears, how to fix the Bears, but
I do have a Bears Monday headache. I think it was the call about whether Trubisky should play. I think that was the one. I now have the fire axe in the back of my head.
It's not the Mike Squatty headache.
No, it's not quite that bad. It's not like a Celebrex kind of headache. It's more like...
Oh, no, that's bad for your heart.
It's more like...
You take
really,
Celebrex
really
for a headache?
No, for the fire axe in the back of the head, I recommend
Celebrex. Aren't Celebrex and Vioxx...
That's not really true.
I thought those drugs, the COX-2 prostaglandin inhibitors were banned because they were causing heart problems.
No. No, there might have been a few, so what?
That
doesn't bother me.
I think the FDA...
No, they're not banned. You can buy them. No,
you don't take Celebrex for a headache.
I didn't say take it for a headache. I said take it for a fire axe in the back of your head.
A literal fire axe in the back? It's an arthritis treatment.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Rosner. I'll play accountant and Dr. Rosner will fix the axe in the back of your head on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
week in 1891, James Naismith created the game of basketball. Baseball's Negro National League disbanded this week in 1948. This week in 1960, Gordie Howe became the first NHL player to score 1,000 points. Baseball decided to revert back to one All-Star game per year this week in 1962. This week in 1964, the Houston Colt 45s changed their name to the Astros. This week in 1973, Jack Nicklaus became the first pro golfer to earn $2 million in a year.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm not waving the pom-poms for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm waving the pom-poms for us as a fandom. You finally have some hope that a guy that is taking the ball from center, when he's not fumbling it, there's something there.
Yeah, man. He has the things you can't coach. Now he just needs to be put in the hands of coaches who can teach him the correct way to learn these things.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word but choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pair all for less at Staples.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Frank has been hanging on in Lakeview. Frank, thanks for dialing us up. How you doing?
Hi. First of all, Al Barkas is the only person that I truly respect in sports radio, and I can't, and I'm still freaking out that the Bears didn't rehire you back.
Oh God, Frank, that's old news, man. Thank you very much, though. It's nice of you to say.
Everybody admits, everybody will say that Dubrinsky only played a handful of games in college. The whole idea that Dubrinsky, they were slowing him down, they weren't opening up the game. We don't know anything about him. And at the pace that they've gone on with Dubrinsky, I'm sorry, get nervous.
Dubrinsky.
Dubrinsky.
There were three separate pronunciations there, I believe.
I'm going with Dubrinsky.
Dubrinsky.
Is that like Alex DeBrinket?
It's like Dubinsky and Trubisky and DeBrinket.
Dubrinsky.
I'm going with that.
Dubrinsky.
So it's McGowan versus Dubrinsky.
Dubrinsky.
I think if the city can say his name right, he'll all of a sudden get good. That he's actually, his development is actually being held back by an inability to know what his name is.
Dubrinsky.
Has it been a problem so far?
Hey.
It's all a problem.
Dubrinsky.
That's why he's the best in the business.
Great point here also, that we should have caught this. This is another note from Stonecutter, who says, even by John Fox standards, the fact that he today at his press conference said no quarterback completes 100% of his passes is a stunning level of deflection via generalization. Holy hell, man. Yes, he did say that no quarterback completes 100% of his passes, and that somehow was the criterion, the relative criterion for the judgment of Mitchell Trubisky.
I mean, you don't want him to criticize the kid, yeah, right?
I also got a response here. Scott in Davenport responded to my question about this, where that performance by the Eagles, as I mentioned, begging to be upset by a replacement-level team, 11 penalties.
Well, I'm sure that Pro Football Reference has the same model that Baseball Reference has, which you can use to find whatever you need.
Three turnovers, 11 penalties, and they win by 28 points. And earlier, we did report appropriately, the last time that happened was 1985, the same day the Bears beat the Cowboys 44-0. Tampa was defeated by the New York Jets 62-28, and the Jets had three turnovers and 11 penalties. The Bears are actually on this list of having achieved this more than any other team. The Bears have done this four times. Four times the Bears have accomplished something close to this. in 1948, on November 28th, the Bears beat Washington 48-13. They had four turnovers and 14 penalties. This is just if you start talking about, you know, easy on the eyes or not. In 1947, the Bears again beat Washington 56-20, despite three turnovers and 16 penalties. The Bears, in 1942...
16 penalties?
Yes, in 1947.
They didn't even have that many rules back then.
Biting off his ear...
You could do it. You could do anything.
There was no forward pass, so how could there be penalties? Right.
Kicking him in the balls or something?
There was no pass interference. You could just punch a guy in the eye while he was trying to catch it. Dude,
how do you have 16 penalties in a game in 1947? But then in 1942, the Bears beat Green Bay 38-7. They had four turnovers and 14 penalties. And also in 1942... the Bears beat Philadelphia 45-14 and had four turnovers and 12 penalties. So maybe
what penalties could you get called for?
Talking about the modern NFL, were there crews like the Ed Hockley crew back then? Were they going over to look at kinescopes to see if there was calling penalties on Milton Berle or something? Looking over at the
Milton Berle.
Well, I'm thinking, was there even television then? Wasn't 40? It was the first television show I could think of. It was like, what? Wasn't that the first famous television show? I think so. It had to be pro wrestling, I'm sure. That had to be on, because that's always been on no matter what. I want to say that was really the first nationally popular show. Makeup! Right? Wasn't it? I thought. Well, this late 40s brand of football with all these penalties, this is no fun.
I mean, what could you do? Go offside?
Truman's tweeting about the pizza again. The pepperoni stops here. Long said that. Can you imagine? Yeah, you've got full-blown Bears Monday is what you have. And no further information is available on the argument that occurred at Halas Hall today. What was described as an audible argument between players.
Maybe it was just Virginia McCaskey being really angry that they were embarrassed yesterday.
Just like smacking people with an umbrella.
And what are you going to do?
Right.
I mean,
thank you, ma'am. May I have another? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yeah,
sorry, boss. We suck. I mean, we're just terrible. I don't have an explanation for you.
Listen, you bastards. It's enough sucking. She's, you know, rolling through like a motorized wheelchair, just like kneecapping guys with her cane. Gator. Just random, like, playbook goes flying up in the air. Here's one for you, too.
A lot of shin injuries on the injury list this week.
You see, just zooming around the hallways, like tipping up on one wheel. She's taking the corner so hard. I don't know. I don't think she's in a wheelchair, is she?
I don't think so.
For the purposes of the comedy bit.
It's nice of you to put her in a scooter, yeah, though.
For the purposes of the bit, I have her in a scooter with a lap blanket and a big bamboo cane, and she's just having at it. Just giving you a shot to the nuts for this guy.
A lot of swollen calves.
Yep.
A lot of bruised shins.
Somebody turns a corner, there's like four guys lying.
Kevin White broke something else. Kevin White's broken something new.
A bamboo cane will break a Kevin White bone. It would not surprise me. We will have Eric Edholm talking Bears and NFL coming up after an update. Don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
You need new sheets because yours aren't good enough. You say, what do you mean? I got good sheets. Yeah, but you don't have Brooklinen sheets. And that's why you need to get luxury bedding, because you don't really appreciate the difference. And I know you don't, because I didn't until finally my wife said, hey, we need real sheets here, numbnuts. And I said, okay, but what do you mean? She goes, thread count and the quality of the cotton. And the great news is Brooklinen has made it so much easier. You don't have to know all the buzzwords, and you certainly don't have to pay the high prices in the boutiques and in the department stores. That's the whole point of Brooklinen. Their business model is cutting out all the unnecessary markups and the retail licensing fees and manufacturing waste, so you get just high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. Versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match to complement any decor. I love my Brooklyn and Sheets. You will love them too. And this is an exclusive offer just for listening. You can shop Cyber Monday with Brooklinen's biggest and only sale of the year. Get up to 20% off everything site-wide and a free gift with purchase. And Brooklinen's so sure you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all the sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. This is Brooklinen's biggest and only sale of the year. It is the perfect time to stock up for you and those on your list with what are sure to be new favorite sheets. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18-month special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Hurry to Macy's Black Friday for incredible furniture and mattress super buys. Get a Certipedic plush queen mattress for just $136. Our Astro Sofa, $499. The Avondale Queen Bed, $399. Plus free white glove delivery and setup on any mattress purchase of $787 or more. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
Sports Station.
The promo regular rates apply.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins and the Cats back at Allstate Arena this Friday when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets, visit nusports.com. During yesterday's loss to the Eagles, Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky completed just 17 of his 31 pass attempts. But today at Hallis Hall, head coach John Fox put it all into perspective.
I don't think there was an overabundance. You know, I don't think none of these quarterbacks